convicted rapist boot at first Paris Olympic speech volleyball. By Breitbart London on July 28, 2024. Paris, AFP, Dash Van Spoot, a Dutch beach volleyball player convicted of raping an underaged girl as he played his first match at the Paris Olympics, where his controversial selection has put the sport in the spotlight. Steven van der Velde, now age 29, was convicted in 2016 of raping an underage girl and sentenced to 4 years in prison. He walked onto center court Sunday with teammate Matthew Wimmers on Sunday morning to cheers and applause, with many orange-clad Dutch fans standing to clap the pair. When he was introduced individually over the loudspeaker, however, there was a loud chorus of boos from the crowd. There were also sporadic boos as he served throughout the game. The player has won the backing of his country's National Olympic Committee and exchanged a warm hug with teammate Immers before the start of the game. But his selection has drawn outrage among women's and sports safety groups. Officials said the player would be separated from his teammates, not stay in the athlete's village, and forbidden from speaking to media. His teammate Immers told reporters after the match that they had been disappointed by all the focus on van der Velde's past conviction, particularly after a hard fight to qualify. "I know the guy for 2-3 years together and we played every tournament," he said. "What is in the past, and he had his punishment. For me, that's a big example that you grew, you learned a lot from it. What happened in the past? It's not good, of course. But right now we are trying to enjoy and go to the next round." Juris Colin, chief executive at the U.S.-based Center for Safe Sport, said she was deeply concerned that anyone convicted of sexually assaulting a minor could participate in the Olympics. With teams from around the world convening in Paris, many of which include minor athletes, "This sends a dangerous message that medals and money mean more than their safety," she said. Pressure. Van der Velde served part of his sentence in Britain and was then transferred to the Netherlands, where he was eventually released and took up volleyball again in 2017. But his selection to the national team for the Paris Games put the popular sport under pressure. "There is a significant difference between receiving a second chance and being selected to represent your country at the Olympics," said Sarah Aloui, founder of the Safe Space Club, a Netherlands-based NGO. "There is a stark contrast between resuming one's work and becoming an internationally celebrated figure whose past transgressions are conveniently forgotten and downplayed." She told AFP she was deeply disappointed with the Dutch Volleyball Association. Van der Velde and Immers just lost out to Italian pair Alex Rangieri and Adrian Ignacio Carambola Roric on Sunday morning, after a tightly fought match which ran to 3 sets before the Italians stole the decider 15-13. The Dutch pair will next play on Wednesday against Chile.